Chazal says, "Chazal says, 'Chazal 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 says, by itself, but not the ability to pass them along. My answer is, Rabbi Yehuda Nehem Shmuel said, the case must be that the animal was brought into the Azara when it was wet, and some of the water dripped onto the meat after the Shechita. In fact, the Mishnah said, if the needle was found in the excrement of the animal, the waste of the animal, even if even the meat remains tar, why doesn't the waste of the animal make the meat tameh? Rather, Rabbi Hava said, the case is that the waste is very thick and dry, and therefore it's not liquidy. Rashi said, even if it's not dry, it's considered to be disgusting, and can't even become tameh itself, because it's gone through the cow's digestive system. Zakhmar Brisa was taught to Rav Ashi that said if a sheretz makes liquid tame, the liquid can then make kalim tame. The kalim can then make food tame. The food can then make liquid tame. This teaches that there are up to three levels of tame from a sheretz. Zakhmar, there are four levels of this list, not three. But it says, you're right, remove the first mention of liquid. Zakhmar, why not remove the second mention of liquid? Zakhmar, the first mention must follow a tanu who holds that liquids can make kalim tame. The only one who held that way was Rabbi Yehuda, and he retracted his ruling, so therefore that's the one to remove. Dr. Marmitra says if a sheretz enters the airspace of an earthenware oven, which has bread inside, the oven becomes a rishon, the bread becomes a sheni. Rav Bahava asked, why don't we view the oven as being filled with tumma and therefore making the bread rishon as well? The Rav said, a pasuk teaches us that kalim in the oven would not become tummy, which means that the bread must be a sheni, because if the bread became a rishon, the kalim in the oven should also become tummy as a rishon. Dr. Marav Chista posed a contradiction and answered, yes, how can we say that Rabbi Yeshua allows truma, which is only a suffix tummy, to be burned together with truma that is certainly tummy? A bright says that Rabbi Yossi says no one would allow the burning of those together because the Yo and Ovi may come and tell us that the truma is truly tar. Chista answered, Rav Shimon's view is that Rabbi Yeshua allowed the joint burning of these items. Rabbi Yossi said that it was Rabbi Yossi who said that Rabbi Yeshua did not allow. We find the Brisa where Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yossi clearly disagree in this way. Zekma, our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua allows it, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi who says that. The Mishnah says Rabbi Yossi is saying to Rabbi Meir, even according to Rav Shimon who says that Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel, he still only allows Sofik Tamei Truma to be burned with Tamei Truma. He doesn't allow Tar Truma to be burned with Tamei Truma. Zekma, Rabbi Yossi, son of Rechanina, posed a contradiction and answered it. He asked, how can we say that Rabbi Yeshua allows the burning of possible Truma with the burning of positive of certain Truma, something Truma which is certainly Tamei? In a Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says that a barrel of Truma wine which became possibly Tamei may be left out, although it's at risk of becoming certainly Tamei. We see that Rabbi Yeshua allows the indirect causing of tumah, something which was already possibly tumah, but even then he doesn't allow the direct causing of tumah. He answers, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Shimon's view of Rabbi Yeshua, and the other Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi's view of Rabbi Yeshua. Zok Tigmar, Rabbi Lazar posed a contradiction and answered, he is, how can we say that Rabbi Yeshua only allows making a suffix tumah in the item indirectly tumah? A Mishnah, which we said earlier, says that Rabbi Yeshua allows catching truma wine in a tumah keli to prevent the wine from falling into tumah chulin, So we see that he allows making it tumah even directly. He answers, Rabbi Yeshua allows it there only to prevent the loss of the chulin wine. Rava asks, not allowing the burning of tar and tumah truma together on Erev Pesach also causes a financial loss because you have to use more wood to create a second fire. Abaye said that's considered to be an insignificant loss and therefore it's not allowed. We find that Rabbi Yeshua makes this difference between a substantial financial loss and an insignificant financial loss because he says that one may not catch dripping oil of truma in Tamei Kalim, even if it's falling into Tamei Chulin. Now, presumably the difference is, how come he's allowed to catch wine, not oil, why? Presumably the difference is that in this case, in the case of the wine, so therefore, it's a full loss, because you can't use it for anything afterwards. In the case of Truma, if Truma becomes Tamei, oil Truma becomes Tamei, you can use it for burning, so it's not a full loss, and that's why you would not be allowed to use it, that's why you would not be allowed to save it in that way. The Gemara, wine of Truma also has a use when it's Tamei, can be used to sprinkle around the room for its fragrance. Dealing with new wine which doesn't yet have a fragrance to be used for sprinkling. In fact, we can allow it to age and then get that ability. So we don't allow that because in the meantime someone may come to drink it. In fact, you should have the same concern regarding oil. Mar says he puts the oil in a disgusting keli and therefore there's no risk of drinking it. So why can't you do the same with the wine? In fact, if you put wine in such a keli, then it loses its fragrance, so it doesn't you lose the whole point. Zakhtamar, we find that whether we're concerned that keeping tamei truma will lead to one accidentally eating or drinking it is actually machlokes tanaim in a brisa. Rechanina said, the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether one may catch the truma wine in a tamei keli, is only where the amount of chulin is less than 100 times the amount of the truma, which will cause all the chulin to become also to be eaten. However, if the amount of chulin is 100 times the amount of truma, all would agree that we allow the truma to fall into the chulin rather than make a tamei directly, because anyway we'll be able to mevatle it, because you have 100 times chulin, times the amount of truma. Hadnalach perek or labo osar.